744 740. And let's begin with Melissa in Toronto. Hi, Melissa.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. Go ahead, Melissa. You're on the air.
So I attended a meeting recently to discuss the renaming of Sumac Park, which of course was endearingly called Stinky Park for decades by community members. With Chris Moyes now moving forward and renaming the park without providing the community members, even decade long, I met members who've had family living there for 118 years, not even aware that the name changed. So between Treffincourt and Regent Park community, I think we know with all the revitalization, taking away the rights and having them have to work tirelessly to have some ounce of right in park renaming is incredibly insulting. So I've decided today to make this phone call as a contribution because my belief is that they should have been consulted. I live in the community and I understand the pain and frustration they're feeling.
Well, you know what? They're really, consultation is a myth with this city hall. And I believe the change in the rules about consultation came under Kathleen Wynne. I have to check that. I've been saying that for weeks. I have to check that. That's what I believe. But even on other things, so for instance, the proposal for a priority bus lane on Bathurst, which a lot of the small businesses say would really harm them, would basically put them out of business. Residents who live there don't like it. They're saying it should just be at rush hour. Nobody argues that. But consultation, you get a notice, and I'm on my residence committee, you get a notice about a consultation, and then, oh, gee, it's in an hour, or it was an hour ago. It's very limited consultation at very inconvenient hours, certainly for people who work for a living. And the idea, Melissa, is that you don't get your say.
No, you don't. So the revitalization of the park yet is already a year behind. So the children's park and the new dog park was intended to open last July and has had four extensions and is still sitting there completely done and open. And you can read all about the revitalization as they were moving forward, but nowhere in the postings that they left on the fences did it say, hey, if you want to have a say, we're renaming the park.
And do you have a thought of how you'd like to rename the park? Because Stinky, of course, is not the official name.
I just think that absolutely the person behind the name they chose is worthy of a name somewhere in the city of which he did tireless work. I think the option of picking a few other names, maybe some people who had a huge impact in the community in making that park stand as a park ed instead of being revitalized into a building or a condo, maybe their name should be there.
Okay, Melissa, thank you for the call. I can't say that I believe that it's going to do any good because this city hall does not really believe in consulting with neighbors. And also in the East End, there's a proposal for it's either a shelter or a harm reduction site that's apparently going to be very close to schools and seniors' residences, and the same deal. Consultation, no. Thank you, Melissa, for your call. Edward Russo wants to talk about Stinky Park, too. Hello, Edward.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling you, you know, mostly to ask City Council. 22 Council approved this motion to rename the park without giving it the proper diligence that they should have afforded. They didn't do any survey of the people down there, and there's a petition garnered, which has 842 names on it, last time I looked, of the people from that area that are in that area. And this petition was taken by the Treffincourt residents, Shooter Street residents, and they're upset. And they would like one of the councilmen to reverse his approval and reopen the motion.
Edward, all I can say is, you know, you collectively, like, you've got to make a point of voting, because people get in, counselors get in, who are not interested in what you have to say collectively. I don't mean you, Edward, but collectively, they don't care. They want to do what they want to do, which they think is the right thing to do. And if you want any change, people, you have to not just put a check mark beside somebody whose name you may recognize or skip the vote altogether. You've got to vote for somebody who is interested in the residents and what they want. So, I don't know, Edward, what do you think of that?
I don't, because this is what I have to say. When Stinkies is not the official name, as you said earlier, but it was a uncultivated lot when I was a child in that area. And I lived there for many years, many decades. And, you know, it was a place that grew into a park. And my friends, my associates, we all hung out there. We played there. We walked on that soil. And these people are all upset now because the person they're going to name it for has never touched his foot on that soil and never will.
Well, exactly. But I'm saying, did you get out and vote?
Okay, but what I'm going to say is that I don't live in that constituency. The people that grew up there do not live in that constituency any longer. It's mostly new Canadians. And so we have no right to vote in that area.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, but I believe...
That is the problem. That is the issue.
Melissa, who just called, I believe, does live in the area. But thanks for your call, Edward. There's a petition. And again, people, you know, before about that. Okay. Another call about Stinky Park. Hi, Carol.
Oh, hi, Libby. And thank you so much for accepting my call. The last time I was very nervous and I just got out Stinky's Park. But Libby, I live on Shooter Street and Stinky's is at the corner of Schumat. So maybe, just to be fair to everybody, why not call it Shooter Schumack Park? Nobody's name, nobody's claim to fame, and let us residents have back our beautiful little park where we all raised our families and friends and had picnics. And I'm telling them, counselors, to reopen and please hear the people. That's what we want you to hear, the people. You didn't let us have a voice. You didn't give us a choice. So, Libby, before I cry, I just want to thank you for letting me have a voice.
Great to hear from you. I mean, and the other thing I'm sort of scratching my head about, I thought that there was a move afoot to say, let's not name things after people, because after a while, bad things come out of people about, you know, their backstory, or something that was fine when you named it is suddenly someone decides, you know, that it's not fine. So just to avoid all that hassle, just don't name things after people. Shooter Sumac, and you can call it whatever you like, Carol. That might be a good idea, but, you know... as they say, I suspect that ship has sailed.
I hope you're wrong, and I hope one of those counselors have the balls to put an input and return it. It only takes one person to say we didn't listen to the community.
Well, and there you go, Carol. I hope you remember this when the next election is there, and I hope that you make the time to get out to vote.
I will, big time, and I certainly didn't vote for him.
Okay.
Blessings to you, Libby.
Okay.
Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay,